95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
You're listening to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank from the Morongo Casino Studios on 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Your lips are smacking and swallers happening. That's Frosty over there eating his corned beef.
Oh, they got Irish food from Bristol Farms. Corned beef, cabbage.
Have you tried the corned beef yet? It's so damn good.
It's so tender, so tender. They got soda bread, potatoes, cabbage, corned beef. Thank you, Bristol Farms. Good Irish food.
Yeah, you want to really show your family what St. Patrick's Day is all about food-wise, then be sure and stop by Bristol Farms and pick up their traditional St. Patrick's Day meals ready to pick up and heat at home. Dinners include corned beef, red baby potatoes, baby carrots, cabbage, all the traditionals. And I didn't know this, but Bristol Farms has the largest selection of Irish whiskeys and Irish beers in town under one roof.
Who knew?
In fact, it's right there on the sheet.
That's why it's your favorite place.
I know. I've only been to the liquor part of the store. I've never been to the food part. No, it's really, really good stuff. So yeah, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day a little bit early because Eric and Frosty and myself, we're going to be heading to Ireland for the holiday this weekend. So today we decided to celebrate St. Patrick's Day early. And every time we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on the show, we invite our good friend, Marion Griffin.
Hey.
It's tradition.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Good to see you.
I haven't seen you for years. How have you been?
Oh, I've been great. Do you remember the last time I saw you?
I was drunk.
No, yeah. Of course he doesn't remember.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We'll talk about that.
I know. I've heard I was mean to you. I'm sorry.
And she's like the sweetest, nicest person ever.
But, you know, first of all, I'm basically Irish, and I was drinking whiskey. Mm-hmm. You mix those two together, and you know what happens.
And he doesn't know how to talk to women.
Well, those three together, you know what happens.
We could have worked on that.
Yeah.
See, was a little bit...
Because Marion's absolutely beautiful. She's got the red hair. She's got the blue eyes.
And how does she get better looking as the years go by? Like, she's a
What's the secret? Is it
we
Irish
age
whiskey?
Like whiskey.
That's the secret. You just got the good genes.
I suppose.
Because Frosty was just a blubbering idiot in love. Yep. When Mary used to be on the show with him.
I really, really, really was smitten by you. And like a stupid, drunken oaf, I didn't know how to relay that to you. This is before you married that loser guy. And I just didn't come off well because I was all wiggly and squirmy.
And you were insulting. Frosty stopped when the flirting with women, when guys don't know how, when we first start having feelings for the opposite sex, we insult them, we pull their pigtails, we be mean to them because we don't know any better. And Frosty got stunted at that part of the game. And now he was so insulting that day. I mean, what were some of the horrible things that he said?
Oh, don't regurgitate.
It was, if she's single, there must be something wrong with her.
Yeah, one of his go-tos. Yeah.
I had been married for 16 years and was in like the first year of being separated. Mm-hmm. And so I was enjoying my singledom for a brief moment. And I was, you know, asking you why you don't invite me down to, Mexicali in Studio City.
But you know, remember the song, I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes?
Yeah.
I was like shaking my frog at you.
Okay, that's
what
we
like,
say.
Is that an Irish I don't like saying? Spiders.
Yeah, is that an Irish?
Shaking your frog at her?
Jim Stafford song. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
No. I was juvenile.
I think I was bipolar at one point during the show.
Mentally ill.
You wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole.
God,
I said you
I...
don't have a 10-foot pole.
It was bad.
Did
Frosty.
I say those things to you, Mary?
And then Frank
so
and I
sorry.
Are doing the dance. Like, we're so sorry. I can't.
There's been a handful of times I've had to apologize to guests after they leave for Frosty. I'm like, I don't have idea what's happening.
I didn't know until after the show was over and I sobered up a couple days later. Social media saying, you're just a total ass to me. I'm like, what did I say? I thought I was like being nice and polite to her and flirting with you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was terribly out of line. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's
and
been
I
a
hope
while.
You forgive me.
I do.
And I would love to make it up to you by playing along in one of your songs and ruining it.
Hey, we used to do Danny Boy every
we
year.
We used to.
It was beautiful.
The last time I played that song was with you, know, before the incident.
That's what we're going to call it from now on, the incident.
The unspeakable.
Yeah, usually Marianne stays local for St. Patrick's Day, and she plays, what's the bar in Santa Monica?
Finn McCool's.
Finn McCool's always, but then you hopped around so much. Like, you'd start with us in the morning, and you wouldn't end, until 2 o'clock.
I don't know how
morning.
You did that.
But this year, you're not going to stay local. Where are you headed?
Cabo.
Cabo?
The Irish pubs of Mexico.
Hey, this guy is opening a hotel in Cabo called the Castillo Blarney.
At the whole resort.
He's bringing my band down. He's bringing a 20-piece fife and drum band down from Southern California.
It's going to be a blast.
That's going to march up the middle of the street in Cabo on St. Patrick's Day.
You'll have the prettiest eyes in Cabo. Should I just tell you that?
Well, you're doing better. You're doing better.
Which one is the fake one?
So close. So close.
Oh, you were so close.
You know, Mary, what you just said, the march through the streets where Frank and Eric and I are going is a very small village where they do the same thing. The fife and drum corps at sunrise marches through the streets, and all the villagers spill out into the streets and follow it. So the whole town's in the parade itself, and then the sun comes
but
up.
Who watches the parade if the whole town's in it?
Nobody. Everyone's in the parade.
That's how we do it. Hang on a second. Are you going to, I mean, you're going to be drinking and stuff. Are you going to just stay up to sunrise? Are you going to
Yeah, we're staying up.
You're staying up.
God, I get
to get
mine like 5 in the morning, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So
and the priest comes out and blesses everyone and the pub's open.
That's in Dingle, right?
Yes, it is.
Nice. We're going to
Have you seen the dolphin?
I love their berries.
Fungi the dolphin.
Fungi?
Fungi.
Yeah.
I know. That's
this is
going to
be in the phrase some guy dressed as Fungi.
I think he died years ago. Now they just have a fake like styrofoam thing. They pop up now and then.
Marianne Griffin is with us. Have you ever tasted Jepson's Malort?
Oh, God. You know, I've listened to the show so many times and dreaded ever having...
Why are you... He ran her off the first time. Now you're running her off. I'm the only one. The reason she's still coming around.
Oh.
Well, she only drinks this one time a year. It should be around St. Patrick's Day. Yes, this is a liquor that's pretty much based out of Chicago now, Jepson's Malort. And it is the worst tasting liquor in the world. It can make a horse vomit, and they don't even have the ability to vomit horses. I just learned that today.
The worst.
So... all you have to do is answer this question correctly. It's much like Family Feud. Top 10 answers are on the board. 10 drunkest states in America. Now, if you miss it, you got to do a shot of Malort. And if you get it right, you just don't have to. That's the prize. So looking at Heidi said Alaska. That was number 3. So we have 9 answers on the board. Look, top 9 drunkest states in America.
I want to think, what is the one that has the highest Irish population?
Ooh, good strategy.
I'm going to say Massachusetts.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Massachusetts. No.
Marion, I was so on board with that.
Between the politicians and the Irish, you think it'd be at the top.
Rusty hand her.
Are you going to ruin her singing voice?
Can I just sip the first one?
You don't want
it's
to.
It's not a sipper.
Oh,
sorry, Marion.
You'll never want to go back if you sip it. So you just got to.
Here's your poison.
Down it.
Don't smell it for sure.
Definitely don't smell it.
Get it over with.
She's
ruined her vocal cords.
Isn't it awful?
Oh, it's not too bad yet, but I know it's coming.
Eyes are watering. Ugh.
Oh, why?
And it
why?
Gets worse. It gets just, worse.
That's the face I remember from last time I saw you.
It flowers. It like...
Oh, my God.
It never gets better.
No, it's awful every time.
You can't get used to it either. We've done this in Malort Challenge, you know, a lot. And you think at some point you get used to it, but you don't.
I think it gets worse. Like
it made you tough, though. You were in Australia and you drank something that was nasty and you're like, okay, I'll...
I've thought, once you have Malort, somebody could come at you with about anything and be like, all right, I got it. That's fine. I can do this, yeah. So now you've been jumped into our gang officially.
I'm not a virgin anymore.
Nope.
Now you can handle a shot of Clorox, no problem.
I feel like I want to shot of Clorox.
I know, right? You'll feel that for a few days after. Awful.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the Malort Challenge right now. I do have some tickets to give away. Incubus at the Joint at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, March 31st. A one-night stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and $100 travel card. Also, Vans Warped Tour 18. Final full cross-country tour at the Fairplex in Pomona, June 21st. So I have these two prizes to give away. Let's see. Frosty, you haven't tried yet. Looking for the 10 drunkest states in America. 9 answers on the board.
I think Marion had an excellent guess.
I do, too.
Thank Massachusetts you, Frankie.
I'm going to go with the state where they brew a lot of beer, and I know there's a college there in Madison that's the drunkest college in America. Wisconsin!
Going with Wisconsin.
Yes.
Number 2!
All right.
Sammy, you want to go next? It's in here, Sammy. She popped her head in real quick. So, Sammy.
That was your first mistake.
Marion, water, and she already has it.
All right, Sammy, it's up to you now. Still got, 8 answers on the board now. Looking for the drunkest states in America.
Louisiana.
Oh,
I was so confident, too.
You were.
Go hand that to Sammy. She'll down that as you get back on the phones.
I don't know why Sammy's not out there Googling all of this while you're on.
Well, that would be cheating. We don't do that around here. Although that is a good idea.
Sammy should never have to do this.
Oh, Sammy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there she goes. She's down in the trash can.
Sammy.
Sammy's under the desk.
While you're down there.
Sammy.
Thanks, Sammy.
All right, let's quickly go to the phones then and see. We'll have Brandon pair up with me. Hello, Brandon.
Hello.
All right, top eight answers still on the board, looking for the drunkest states in America. You're paired with me, so if you get it right, you win a prize. If you miss it, I got to do a shot.
Oh, Frank, hope you don't do a shot. I just want to give a shot to my fat friend Robert. North Dakota.
North Dakota. Number one answer!
Are you serious?
There's nothing to do in North Dakota.
I guess.
That's like Alaska, yeah.
Absolutely nothing. So, Brandon.
Frank, can I go to Incubus?
Yes, you are. Incubus at the joint. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, March 31st. You got that prize, so stay on hold.
Excellent guess.
Hook you up.
North Dakota.
And Mike is next, and we'll have Mike team up with Heidi on this one.
Mike, now think of what we've said already.
Yes, Mike. And I know exactly what to say because I'm thinking cold and somewhat boring.
Okay.
So let's go with Montana.
Montana. Number four answer.
Oh, sweet. Mike, I love you.
All right, Mike.
I love you too,
my Heidi. God. Thank you.
And you said same birthday, by the way. December 24th.
Awesome.
Happy birthday.
You're going to the Vans Warped Tour 18, all right, on June 21st.
Oh,
produced
my God.
By Golden Voice. So you stay on hold. We'll hook you up with that. That's all the prizes we had to give away. Stay on hold. Yeah, the answer is North Dakota was number one, Wisconsin number two, Alaska number three, Montana was number four, Illinois number five, Minnesota number six, Iowa seven, Hawaii eight, Nebraska nine, and Michigan was 10.
It's a lot of places. Cold is a big average.
If it's in the Midwest, cold Midwest, you're drinking.
Yeah, or Hawaii.
And some of those states don't have a lot of people.
Or Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii's one of these things is not like the other.
Yes, we're eating our Bristol Farms traditional St. Patrick's Day meals. You can do that as well, to stop by Bristol Farms and pick some up and heat it up at home and have that meal for St. Patrick's Day. It's happening this weekend. We're not going to be here because we're going to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. And so we brought Marianne Griffin in. She's a tradition for our St. Patrick's Day celebration. She's going to be in Cabo that weekend. Mm-hmm. And what's the name of the place again you're going to be playing?
The Castillo Blarney Inn.
The Castillo Blarney Inn.
So if you're in Cabo, go see her.
Look it up and stop by and see Marianne live.
Do you write your own music?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Irish-inspired?
Some of it.
Okay, because I know when people have an Irish singer, they request the traditional Irish songs, but you write stuff that's not necessarily...
I do. I could do one at some point if you like.
I like when she does Cranberries. That's my...
Yeah. Oh, and plus, she just died and...
I know. So, you know, she was in the studio actually re-recording Zombie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
my
doing
God.
A new arrangement on Zombie.
We're going to see Dolores' house. I know where she lived. Mm-hmm. Right in the peninsula, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
People gave her crap at the time because it's a really big, massive house, and the others are small huts, and it's stuck out. Mm-hmm. They called it Dolly's Folly when she built
that
it.
That sounds like a Carrie thing, yeah.
Anyway. And that's where we're going?
We'll go right by. She's not going to be there.
All right, we're going to take a picture.
No.
All right, you got your guitar on your lap. What song, how are you going to kick off our St. Patrick's Day celebration?
I'm going to let
Frosty
Call.
Ooh!
Really?
What would you like?
What do you think?
Well, I printed some lyric sheets out.
Of course you did.
Because I was hoping you'd do the song. And
which
one? I got enough lyric sheets for everyone in the room.
What is
it's a song about a woman, an ill woman selling things in the streets. Molly Malone.
Oh.
Is that all right?
Is that in Dublin's Fair City?
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
lyric
yes.
sheets for everyone. That's my way. Here.
Everybody's got to sing along.
It's a sing-along. Yeah. We love this.
Especially the Live Alive-O, which I'm dedicating to
Well, Frosty's setting up and
Dolores.
Passing out the lyrics.
Oh, Dolores.
Who's not?
Dolores.
5662 just texted the show, says, please ask Marianne to say Googling again.
Googling.
She's so cute. She's
Google.
So cute.
So we'll join you on the chorus, Live Alive-O.
All right.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set me eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive-o. Alive, alive-o, alive, alive-o, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive-o. She was a fishmonger, and so was her father, and yes, was her father and mother before. And they wheeled their wheelbarrows through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive-o. Alive, alive-o, alive, alive-o.
home.
She died of a fever, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
I feel like I'm there.
Yay!
Already. You need to go now, Frosty.
It's one of the happiest songs about a dead woman. The happiest things I've ever heard.
It really is. I miss Molly Malone.
Oh, Molly.
As far as the best cities for St. Patrick's Day celebrations, they say Chicago is the number one city for St. Patrick's Day, then followed by Boston, of course, then Philadelphia, Buffalo, New York, New York, New York, and San Francisco is ranks out the top six. But where, I mean, here in California, where do we rank as far as cities go? The next city from California after San Francisco would be Santa Clarita.
What?
Coming in at 59 on best places to have St. Patrick's Day parties.
Johnny and Sammy and Eric all up that way.
And Linder and Bob.
Oh, yeah. Linder and Bob.
Don't forget Linder and Bob.
Yeah. And you guys beat out San Diego in the 64th spot. And Rancho Cucamonga comes in 89th.
Look at you, Irish place.
Look at this. Torrance comes in at 110.
Torrance.
Thousand Oaks, 116. Pasadena comes in at 122. Huntington Beach, 142. Anaheim, 145. Los Angeles, California, 147.
I think at some point when you're that low on the list, you don't even mention. It's like, do you even celebrate? Do you even
Orange was 150. Mm. Long Beach, 158. Irvine, 163. Glendale, 166. Lancaster, 167. Fullerton, 168.
Well, we're sinking there.
Yeah.
Garden Grove, 177. Oxnard, 178. Riverside, 183. Corona, 190. Ontario, 192. And Fontana.
I hear in Riverside, they
193.
They turn all the meth green, which I think
they
is
do.
Fun.
Do
I think
they really do. It's very, very festive.
I think that's fun.
Very festive. they do the same thing in Palmdale at 196. Pomona, 198.
Yeah, the green.
San Bernardino, 199. Yep. And Moreno Valley, 200. Those are the top cities. Try to do better next year, okay, folks?
Wow.
We want to be in the top top five at least.
We're celebrating here.
Yes, Mary, how many people of Irish descent are in the United States? Like 150 million?
I have not got a clue. When I lived in New York for years, I was an immigrant that came to an immigrant community, and so everybody was Irish there. And when I told them that I was moving to Los Angeles, this old guy came up to me, outside Mass, of course, and said, "Come here to me, you. I heard you're moving to Los Angeles." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Sure, there's no Irish out there." I said, well, there will be now. I'll be there. "Well, I heard there's a rake of foreigners out there." As if he wasn't a foreigner. There's a rake of foreigners.
So as far as the traditional pub songs we're going to hear, Frosty, we got to learn these before we go over there, so we don't want to look like tourists.
Yes, I don't want to force a song on you don't want to do, but there's another really fun one. You like the Wild Rover?
Of course.
Or Whiskey in the Jar?
I've them a couple of times.
What do you think?
Which one's more fun?
Wild Rover's fun.
We'll do the Wild Rover.
Here's lyric sheets for everyone.
That's a lyric sheet.
There you go. Frank passes out to people down there. Here we
do
go.
Do you sing when you're in Ireland, Frosty?
Yes, I do. I know some of the better songs.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed by what people here don't do in pubs that they do there is the musicians many times are sitting amongst the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We use stages here. Mm-hmm. They don't. No. So they're just sitting in the crowd and then you just hear a song breaking out. The crowd actually hushes and listens joins in and sings on the chorus.
Are you excited, Frank?
Oh, I am. I've never been to Ireland. Does the band sit together at a booth or are they all scattered throughout?
Yeah,
so it's like
sort of
guitars over there, the guy playing, you know, the tambourines
together.
Over there.
Wherever they can just find to sit together, just music breaks out in the crowd.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then the crowd shows respect by going silent and then joins in and sings on the chorus. Mm-hmm. So we'd sing the chorus Wild Rover.
Absolutely.
Well, I've been a Wild Rover for many's the year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. Rise up those kilts, no, nay, never, no more. Will I play the Wild Rover? No, never, no more.
There's clapping there. there, too.
I went into an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady my money was spent. Well, I asked her for credit, she answered me, hell no. A custom as yours I can have any day, and it's no,
nay, never.
Rise up those kilts,
no, nay, never, no more. Will I play the wild rover? No, never.
Nice harmony, Erica.
Yeah.
So I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oft times before, sure I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's
no, nay, never.
Rise up those kilts,
no, nay, never, no more. No, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Will I play the wild rover? No, never, no more.
Yeah, that's how you kick it off.
Yeah.
Hey, right, Eric, there. If you weren't going to Ireland, you'd be coming to Cabo with me, babe.
Oh. Yeah, Frosty was trying to harmonize there, too, I heard.
Mm-hmm. I'll get to Frosty.
I like making music.
Look at you, man. Like... Then you threw us all off. We all start singing flat.
all us
non-music folk are like, no, no, no. We're trying to get on the right note. We're like, who's singing the right note?
Chances are Marion singing the right note.
Sing along with Marion.
Yeah, just go with that.
By the way, I've never said these words before. You're flat. No, I said it. Okay.
She took care of that years ago.
Yes, I did.
We should get Marcy Weiser in here to break into her time a little bit. Would that be fine? Marcy, want to come in here and hang out with us and celebrate a little St. Patty's Day? You got your corned beef and your...
Bring your cabbage.
Baby red potatoes and your cabbage. Yes, Bristol Farm stopped by with some traditional St. Patrick's Day meals. And if you wanted to really spice up your... Not much spice in Irish food, but if you want to... if you don't want to spice up the food on St. Patrick's Day, get some traditional Irish food from Bristol Farms, who dropped some by. It's actually delicious. Hey, Marcy.
Marcy. You wild rover,
you. Almost like a Friday in here now. Say hello to Marion Griffin.
Marcy, I'm going to pop over to that microphone, and because I, if you don't mind, I'd like to play a song with Marion.
Oh, I would love that.
So please do. Go over and you sit down and eat, Marcy, and Frosty's going to go over to the keys.
I'm going to get all teary now, because it's been a really long time.
Now, this is just a duet with you guys. We're going to sit back and drink these Guinness and enjoy, right? Right, Frosty?
Sure.
Okay, sweet.
This is a, you know the song, obviously. And
no, I do.
Would you like piano, strings, both? What do you want?
How about we'll do a little bit of both?
Okay, got it.
You bring me in. Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. And all the roses falling, and I am dead as dead I will maybe. You'll come and find the place where I am lying, and you'll kneel and say an ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread. Love me.
and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Oh, all right.
What is happening?
Oh,
I got goosebumps.
They're both crying. Marcy's crying.
Heidi's crying.
I'm getting ready to tear up.
Chills all over.
You guys are ready to go to Ireland.
Oh, I know.
This Frosty, was I mean,
amazing, both of you
so
together. You guys should take it on the road.
I know.
Literally,
seriously,
get him out of here,
Marian. Get out of here now. Go.
Take him from us, Marian. Please. No.
That was fun.
Sonny
was
and
fun.
Cher of Irish music.
If you have me in Cabo for St. Patrick's Day weekend, be sure and find Marian Griffin. Where are you getting playing? What?
The Castillo Blarney.
Castillo Blarney. You got to go check her out.
So great.
With many other Irish acts going down there to play. Also, follow her on Twitter at Marian T. Griffin. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Marzi, for letting us break into your time. How was the Irish traditional Irish food?
So good.
Cool. Isn't it really good?
Oh,
thank
gosh.
You, Bristol Farms,
so good.
For bringing that by. And be sure and stop by Bristol Farms and pick up some. Just grab it and take it home and heat it up on St. Patrick's Day. It's happening this weekend.
Now, we have a flight to catch tomorrow, me, Frank, and Eric. And I will tell the audience when we get back what my secret side excursion is. You guys don't know that in addition to going to Ireland, having a good time, St. Patrick's Day, there's something else we're doing. I've kept
tea with the Queen.
I'm not saying.
I know. I'm the only one who knows.
Really?
You're
the only one who knows?
And those
am I
lips.
Close?
Swore me to secrecy.
My close tea with the Queen.
Sealed lips.
I am good at keeping secrets.
You think they'll like it?
I think it's going to be maybe the greatest trip of all time.
The greatest trip of all time.
Be spectacular.
He has really gone all out for you guys.
Aww.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty spectacular.
The only thing to make it better.
I mean, he didn't ask me to go. I mean,
I was going to say, you were there, Heidi.
But...
He wanted it to be the greatest trip of all time.
That's why it is, because I'm here.
We're looking forward to it. Yeah, thanks, Frosty, for taking Eric and me with you. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be posting some pictures and things to social media. We're not going to make it a work thing, but yeah, if you want to follow it, be sure and follow us on social media, FHF Show, wherever you had to be looking, maybe Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever it might be. It's all FHF Show.
And my buddy Wade's going, too, to hold the camera to film us.
Yes, you'll never see Wade. The camera's not hovering. That's Wade behind the camera.
That sounded a little homo-y.
Oh, stop it. So who wants to bunk with Wade? I haven't assigned beds yet.
All right.
You'll draw out of a hat and all the names will be yours. I mean, we get how it works. Oh,
the nerve. See why you're not going?
See why you're not going.
I get it. I totally get it. Yeah.
Marian, you're the best. It's always fun having you on the show.
Thank you. I love it.
And now you can go home and go back to bed. You don't have to go keep touring around St. Patrick's Day. At 2 a.m. All right, we must apologize to those of you that we have offended today and give it over to Marcy. Do you have a sorry list?
She's got my list.
What are we sorry list?
Sorry
list.
Sorry list.
Sorry
list.
Sorry list. The first section.
To crappy families, mountain climbers, grunters, Flippy the burger flipping robot,
car thieves, drag queens, jockeys, and South Carolina 16-year-olds,
doomsday preppers, Kirkland, busty women, and anonymous lotto winners,
Hidden Valley hostess Toni Braxton and Lady Godiva,
American Idol, Baptist Fathers, my dad, and the Paquete Palace,
horses and wells, Compton Cowboys, gassy dogs, and my neighbor Julie,
Peter Jennings, Fungy the Dolphin, Marian Thomas Griffin, and that loser you're with.
Toyota, Solo Cups, Michael Douglas, and Virgin Chickens. How can you tell?
Bristol Farms, Jim Beam, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and North Dakota. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.